You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu comes to the White House. He's welcomed by President Trump. As a matter of fact, they get a chance to sit down in the Oval Office to take a few moments to share with us and each other. It's very powerful. Let's join him in the White House now.
Well, thank you very much. It's an honor to have Prime Minister Netanyahu in the Oval Office. We've had numerous great meetings, and we talk usually about trade and military and lots of things. But today, I think we're talking about more than anything else. We're celebrating the Golan Heights. It's something that I've been hearing about for many years from many people. I've been studying for years, and this should have been done, I would say, numerous presidents ago. But for some reason, they didn't do it, and I'm very honored to have done it. So I just want to say, Bibi, it's an honor to have you at the Oval Office. Thank you.
Thank you. Absolutely. May I say that I've been here many, many, many times. I've been around.
You have.
And I've met many friends of Israel in this office, but as I said in the other room just now, in a day of history, we have never had a greater friend than President Trump. And I think there's a unique bond between our countries, between our administrations, between the two of us. There has been no greater bond than that. It serves the interests of Israel in ways that I cannot begin to describe, because not everything that the President and I talk about can be shared with the public. And I think that in many ways, the President knows and the United States knows that America has no better friend than Israel. We are willing to fight for our common values. We're willing to fight. You have an ally that is willing to take up arms in defense of liberty, in defense of our land, our people, and our common values. We admire America, and we're grateful to you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
That's so powerful. You know, when Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was speaking with to President Trump first, when they were beginning to have the public address, the press conference, the first thing he did, he went over to shake President Trump's hand, and they found out, I believe, just that moment that Hamas in Gaza was shooting missiles into Israel and harming the people of Israel and just constant bombardment of just evil. But he reached up and he kissed President Trump on his right cheek after shaking his hand.
Wow.
And there's just such a friendship between America and Israel that was so not there, you know, just in the last administration. Yes, it sure was. Go ahead.
Well, it seemed to be a good relationship started with Harry Truman, President Harry Truman, who recognized Israel as a Jewish state. And it's built, but never. Like
this
it's
been. He compared him to Cyrus the Great. He compared him to Lord Belfar.
Yep.
He compared him to President Truman. And then twice for President Trump. Once was making Jerusalem acknowledging Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and moving the embassy there. And now the Golan Heights.
That's just amazing.
Oh, it's just amazing. And of course, you want to put this up right here. He says, it's reiterating what he said is we have never had a greater friend, right? And what he said, never had a greater friend than the President Trump. Isn't that exciting?
That's awesome.
It really
is.
That
is awesome.
And in God's eyes,
that's huge.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.